Welcome, everyone, to our Spotlight series on behalf of the Glendale Arts and Culture Commission. The mission of the Glendale Arts and Culture Commission is to enrich the human experience, reinforce Glendale's identity and civic pride through arts and culture, and to recognize the importance of arts to our quality of life and to the local economy. My name is Loretta Lopez, and I am the Program Coordinator of Arts and Culture. The goal of the Spotlight series is to highlight artists and arts organizations in Glendale. Today, we'll be talking with Michael Matsuda, founder of the Martial Arts History Museum, located on Brand Boulevard. Welcome, Michael.
Oh, welcome. Thank you, Loretta, for having me.
So why don't you tell us about yourself and the Martial Arts History Museum?
Oh, big question there. about myself, quickly, I am a martial artist, of course. You have to be to do this. Of 60 years of martial arts.
Oh, wow.
So I've been doing it a long time. I'm a historian for the martial arts community. And been doing that a long time. And the museum is, we're here, this is our 26th year, and we're glad to be here in the city of Glendale. It is a cultural museum. Rather than talking about just the punch and kick, though we do, of course, but our focus is culture, music, art, everything, tradition that surrounds and is part of the martial arts. So it is a cultural museum always, and I think it's a very special museum. We're the only one of its kind in the world, and it's cool to be great here in the great city of Glendale, California.
Yeah, that's incredible. I think I was wondering, so how did you get into martial arts, and then how did that lead into you wanting to become a historian for martial arts?
Well, my dad back in, the 60s, I know, way back, in the 60s, we were part of the Japanese Community Center. We are part Japanese, mostly Hispanic, and a little Italian, so mm-hmm. Got great foods in there.
Yeah, really great foods.
But we were part of the Japanese Community Center, and when I was about 7 or 8, my dad says, "You have to take judo." And I said, "Okay, I'll take judo," and that's what I did. Back then, if you were only 16 and over, can take martial arts. But because we were part of the community center, they made an exception for me and my friend. I hated every minute of it. They threw us, because we were so small, they would throw us and just throw us all over the place. All I remember is the ceiling.
And
I hated every minute of it. 1 year came, because we promised 1 year, I quit on that day.
Oh.
But that same time period, the bully in school jumped me. I grabbed him. I flipped him with what I knew from judo. And I said, "That's it. I'm going to do martial arts for the rest of my life." And that was it. I didn't study judo, but I studied other martial arts. And that's what really launched me into doing martial arts, because of being bullied. Mm-hmm. Again, I didn't realize I was throwing the person, but I did. And the whole school clapped. And I was never picked on all the way from elementary school through the rest of high school because of that incident.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because of that incident.
Oh, give you a reputation.
Yeah. Yes.
Carried you all the way through all those years.
It did.
Yeah, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. So going back to the museum, mm-hmm. what artifacts, history, and resources can people find when they go there?
It is a great place. You know, I'm a former Disney artist, and I like design. And that's one of my main things is design. I mm-hmm. love design. I went to school for design, a degree in journalism and other stuff as well. But design is something I love. I love to do that. And I wanted this museum to be very special. So I went all over to all these museums, you name Washington, D.C., and everywhere to see different styles of museums. And I was kind of disappointed in a lot of them. Some of them were just stale and just bare walls and a painting mm-hmm. here and a painting there. And I said, we need something exciting, because I wanted to have that Disney flavor to it, because I love Walt Disney and Disneyland. Who doesn't?
I know.
And I wanted to have that feeling, And so that's what I did. When I designed the place, I wanted the artwork to tell a story. And I want to be enough so people can learn from it. When we started the museum, it was a traveling exhibit, and we traveled all over the place. And I experimented what people liked, put it on the wall, and saw what their attention span is and what they'd read. And from that, I made our displays. Only so much text, only so much size, the pictures, the space, and all that. And I think it came out really cool. The artwork alone is really inviting. The colors, you know, it's just like Disneyland, the colors. And then the items, the artifacts. Doing the martial arts since 67, I knew everybody growing up. All the martial arts stars, Chuck Norris, and all those guys before they were anybody. And I got to know them over the years. So over the years, they donated their stuff to us. So when we started the museum, we were already had these donations of everybody. So we have gis from pioneers. We have artifacts from movies. We have anime. We have, you know, all that cool stuff on the wall that people go, ooh, look at that. You know, we have a timeline of animation and props from Kung Pao movie and, you know, all that stuff, Bruce Lee stuff, everything. And so it's a, you go in the museum, you go through the door and you go, ooh, this is a cool place. So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to make that ooh factor. Yeah. As soon as people came in the door, we have a tree I designed inside there and like Disneyland would have, you know, so all that. So I made the museum to be exciting and a place where people can really enjoy.
Yeah. And I think, you know, people listening they obviously can't see the museum, which is a reason why they need to go. But when you invited us the other day, I think, you know, you really succeeded in the design that you're talking about. I think people don't understand how difficult it is to really put something in a museum that will catch people's attention. And those labels in particular, they have to be, you know, really well written out and really well thought of, like, what's going to catch people's attention. Mm-hmm. And like you mentioned, the story, like, it's very visible when you, like, go into that. You see that you put a lot of thought into it and the design is really great. So just congratulations on that, you know, doing that, you know, a large part on your own. I think you did a really great job and, designing everything very well in the museum.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I designed the whole thing myself.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of it. You know, it's a lot of work, but I love doing it. And I love, you know, when we have families come in, we have a lot of couples come in. And the boyfriend or the husband comes in and the wife comes in. Okay, I'll go with you to see it. But when they come out, it's the wife who is more excited, or the girlfriend. Wow, this is pretty good. I didn't know they had this. I didn't know they have that. And they're just saying all these great things more than the husband, even though the husband loves it. The wife, I didn't know what to expect. And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. So,
you know.
Yeah, well, that's all large part to the design and then the text that you put. So, yeah, great job on that. It shows that you really enjoy doing it.
Thank you very much.
So another question I had was, I saw on the Martial Arts History Museum's online magazine that the museum is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Congratulations.
Actually, 26 now.
26?
Yeah,
okay.
26 this year.
Well, even better. Congratulations on that. The issue spoke about what it's taken for the museum to get to this point, and it referred to you as the Walt Disney of martial arts. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to ask if you could speak a little bit more about that.
I love what Walt Disney did. You know, here's the man, a couple of things. Here's the man that created, took his vision, and he made movies, animation. And then one day, you know, he took his kid to the park, and everybody knows the story that it was kind of dirty, and he wanted to make something better for his kids and better for everybody. And he never had the dream of Disneyland until it became his dream. So he was fine doing the studio and all that. But when his kids saw that, you know, it was dirty and all that, it became his dream. So he wanted to make something exciting for everybody. And I see it the same way. The museum was never my dream. Never my dream. I was doing martial arts. I was writing for the magazines. I was writing books. But I just wanted to keep history alive. I didn't have the idea of ever having a museum until I started it. And then once I started it, then it became my life stream. Mm. But it wasn't my life stream before that. So I feel I even though I don't have the funds that Disney had, but I feel what I've done, the passion, the design, keeping history alive. Like Disney has Disneyland. You get to see, you know, all this great stuff, you know, different movies and different things at Disneyland. Enjoy all that stuff. And you come away feeling great every time you go. And you want to go back all the time. Mm-hmm. And so same thing with the museum. I want people to learn and have fun and get educated and learn what happened and all that. So I look at the museum, the creativity it took. The design it took, the flow, the way it you know, the words, the timeline, how it is, the same style that Disney had in inviting people to Disneyland. And so that's why I equate myself to Walt Disney. Here's a guy that pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and made this dream come true. And Councilman Daniel Brotman just told me the other day at the anniversary, at the grand opening. He goes, "Michael, you push and push and push and you just don't stop." I know. Somebody's got to do it. So that's what I do. I keep pushing. But I think of myself as a Walt Disney because of creativity. Mm-hmm. That creativity that people can love and enjoy the place and come away with a good feeling.
Yeah. And I know you said that this didn't become your dream until you started it. So what mm-hmm. made you want to start it?
Oh, gosh. You know, I was, again, writing for the magazines. And I said, you know, nobody's keeping history alive. Magazines come and go. Who remembers on the cover of Time last month or whatever, if they're still magazines?
Yeah.
You know, who remembers that? And at the time the internet came along, and magazines were being gobbled up because they couldn't afford advertising. So I was saying, you know, wouldn't it be great to have a place that people can learn, a place they can go to, a place where all these artifacts won't be lost and forgotten? And I said, a museum would be a good thing. But I knew nothing about doing a museum, nothing. I had already finished my bachelor's degree. And I said, okay, I need to go back to school. Because I don't want this to fail. I've seen so many people start stuff and I don't want to just throw stuff on the wall. So I had to go back to school. I went back to college for another 8 years. You know, meanwhile, still working. And I went back, went to the American Film Institute to learn how to be a director and producer. I went there for a long time. And then I went to art school. And then I went to UCLA, Northridge, you name it. Every school that I needed, you know, from marketing and business and everything I needed to do a museum and to do a business well. So that's what I did. I went back to school for 8 years and meanwhile working as a producer for commercials and all that time. And then one day our company got bought. It was Blue Cross of California and it was bought by Anthem. And they let all the department heads go and I was one of them. And they gave me a nice severance package. And with that severance package, I said, okay, we're going to use that to open the museum. And that's what we did. We took it as a traveling exhibit. And then when that package came, I said, we're going to get a brick and mortar place. And there we were and opened up in the city of Santa Clarita.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Wow, that's an incredible story.
It's a long story, but that's a short end of it.
Yeah, no, thank you for sharing that. Uh-huh. So I know that the museum has its annual Dragon Fest Expo coming up in August. So can you tell us a little bit more about that event?
Yes, you know, back when I was at Blue Cross of California and a few other places, we had thrown conventions. And I thought they were fantastic. I was became a director of some of the conventions, which was nice. And then there was this convention called Dragon Fest. And Dragon Fest was probably the only real one for the martial arts community. And it was run by Jiro Okamura. And he was a martial arts star. And people have tables and people get autographs. And it started out really small. Then it got bigger and bigger. And then after about 9 years, he just closed the door. He said, well, that's enough. And he stopped doing it. So meanwhile, I'm starting the museum and everybody is bugging me. Start Dragon Fest. We miss it. Restart Dragon Fest. And I said, okay. I asked Jeremy Okamura, can I start it? He goes, it's all yours. You start it. I said, okay. we'll start it. And that's what we did. We got booths and we did performances on stage and we did seminars and just picked it up right after that, literally carried on. And 9 years later, again, this has been closed for 9 years, and everybody came back that was at the old one.
Oh, wow.
And it was just like it never left.
Yeah.
And it's our biggest event of the year. All the funds go to the museum. All the stars come. Everybody gives of their time, you know, and we don't pay anybody, which is nice. And so they know it all goes to the museum. Everything goes to the museum. So the museum puts it on at the Glendale Civic Auditorium, and we have people on stage, and we have dancing. It's all cultural performances, and we have seminars, and then 100 booths, and it's a blast. It mm-hmm. is a blast. Kids are free. Every year, kids are free. And again, it's all tax deductible. And then it helps the museum. So it's our biggest convention. It's like Comic-Con mm-hmm. for the martial arts. Everybody shows up. Everybody shows up. And they have a great time. And I encourage everybody to check it out. They'll love it.
Yeah, that sounds like so much fun. So it's in August. What's the exact date?
August the 2nd. Okay. We do it the first weekend of August.
Okay, first weekend of August uh-huh. for everybody listening to attend to the event. Uh-huh. what other events can the public attend at the museum?
You know, one thing I wanted the museum to be a place, not just for artifacts, but be an essential part of the community. So two things. Being an essential part of the community, we do a lot of tours and things for people who are both physically and mentally challenged. A lot of adults we do that are mentally challenged, and they come to the museum all the time. We don't charge them at all. And we work with groups almost every single week, and we don't tell everybody about it. We just invite different groups, and they come on their own, and they bring their adults or kids, and we're happy to work with them, do whatever they need, because I think it's important that the museum part be a part of the community. And we work with a lot of Alzheimer and dementia groups. They come in, and we work with them. I remember one instance, a dementia group came in, and they were almost 100. You know, most of us, 95 and up. And, you know, they're walking around. And then one of the guys sees a picture on top. And he goes, "That's my instructor. I trained with him back in the 1920s or something like that, yeah, or 30s or something." And all of a sudden, from not hardly talking at all, he was talking the whole time about his time in the martial arts with that instructor on the wall.
Oh, that's so special.
That was pretty rewarding, you know? And so we do that all the time. We do that. I think it's important that again, we be part of the community. We work a lot with the dementia and Alzheimer's, and we work a lot with especially adults with mentally challenged quite a bit. We do that. We don't charge at all. We let them all free, and we work with them all the time, and I'm very happy to do that.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I'm glad that you extend that outreach to the community like that. That's really great.
Oh, yeah. And to the events like you were talking about, sorry.
No.
Went off. We do. I want people to come to the museum all the time. And we don't have anything in the martial arts where you can go to for stuff. You know, some martial arts schools would host a seminar here and there and all that. And I said, we need to be a hub, a community center. And so that's why we have events almost every weekend. From book signings to craft fairs to showing a movie with all the stars there to mini concerts to comedy shows that have to be martial arts. And we do a lot of that almost every weekend. And people come back and enjoy the place and have a good time. And they get to meet people all the time, you know, which is nice. And it's a nice part of the community. So in a way, it's a community center as well.
Yeah, that's great. I like all a variety of events and resources that you offer. Aside from it being a museum, it's really great.
Yeah, we got to do a lot of stuff. Yeah. Get people in there all the time. So I have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. What goals do you have for the museum in, say, 5-10 years from now?
That's an excellent question. Before I answer that one, I want to say one question I'm asked a lot. Mm-hmm. And it says, what's your favorite part in the museum? I hope that's not on your notes.
No, it actually wasn't, but I'd like to hear.
Oh, okay. I say, Michael, what's your favorite part of the museum? Uh-huh. So, you know, my favorite part of the entire museum, and it's going to sound corny, but it is the journey. The journey, we've been doing this journey for 26 years. And sorry if I use we, it's me. We've been doing this journey for 26 years. And through it all, I met some amazing people. People I would have never met if I didn't have the museum. We had a couple good friends of mine, David and Lady Lelaine Reed, and says, Michael, if you didn't have the museum, we would have never met these big icons and pioneers and all these people. We would have never had the opportunity to meet them. But here they are at the museum, you know? So through the years, I've got to know every big icon in the martial arts. And they've all been in the museum, been a part of the museum. And I'm thrilled to death that the journey is my favorite part, because just so many amazing people they got to know that have become not only visitors, that they become my friends. Mm-hmm. So that's my favorite part. So the question about the five-year plan. My goal is a three-year plan, because I'm not getting any younger, you know. So we had moved from, opened up in the city of Santa Clarita. The congressman there, McEwen, wanted us there, Mayor West. And we opened it there. We were there for a year. Then we moved to the city of Burbank and worked with the city council there. And we were there for 16 years in Burbank in a small location. But we packed that place out all the time. And we were not big enough for the schools. That was our big problem. We schools wanted to come, but they couldn't bring the kids because we were too small. So we decided to move to Glendale. A friend of ours connected us with former Mayor Artie Kasakian. And Mayor Artie says, you got to have the museum here in Glendale. Got to have it. You got to bring it here to Glendale. That's what it needs to be. And I said, okay, we'll look into doing that. And sure enough, we got a friend to help us. And unfortunately, the friend passed away, but in the midst of the move. But I said, okay, we're still going to move forward. And that's what we did. We moved forward, and I said, okay, we're going to open up in Glendale, and we will open up in a temporary place. Now, I mentioned my friend, a great guy, Eric the Trainer, wonderful man, and he was going to help us purchase a building in Glendale. It was a $5 million building. I think it was the theater, the Nocturne Theater, I think it's called today. Mm-hmm. And that's the one we wanted to get. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to, because we wanted to be permanent part of Glendale. So we wanted to buy that building, and he was going to raise the funds for us. But as I said, he passed away. So we weren't able to do that. So I said, okay, in the meantime, we're going to move into Glendale in this location, and we're going to raise the funds here and get attention and get enough funds to either buy that place or buy another place or work with the city. And maybe the city of Glendale see, hey, this is pretty valuable. Let's get them a property and move them here and keep them here permanently. So my three-year plan is to hopefully move out of there and to find a permanent space that we can be much bigger here in Glendale and have a restaurant and have seminar areas and, you know, have a resource center and have all that great stuff that people can come all the time. So that's my 3-year plan, and I'm hoping it works.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't take much. Someone will say, I believe in what you're doing. You know, I think what you're doing. The city says, I like what you're doing for the community. We're going to work and help you out there. And I think this council is a great council to work with. I'm thrilled to death to be here in the city of Glendale. The council has been wonderful, more than any other council I've worked with. And I'm hoping to have Glendale as a permanent home for the Martial Arts History Museum forever.
Oh, that's great. I mean, the city's happy to have you. And, you know, expanding to a larger space, like you mentioned, would be great. Like all the artifacts you have. And I know you mentioned that you have more.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And the seminars that you mentioned, it would be really great to have the opportunity to grow into that bigger space.
Oh, yeah. We have so much stuff. You know, the museum started out focusing on Asian arts. That was the primary thing because of space. And I'm familiar so much with the Asian arts. But now that we moved to this location, I want to expand that. And that's why we're having an Armenian section. It's just kind of opened up already. And then we're having a Native American section. That one's now open up. And then Women Warriors is open up. And we just started the Hispanic area. You know, it opened that up for everybody. And so I'm expanding to include eventually every country. And even if it's not a permanent exhibit, it'll be a rotating exhibit. So everybody gets an opportunity to have their country in there. And I think that'll be pretty special.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, yeah.
So how can the public help support the museum?
We need support. You know, museums are not an easy thing to do. You know, people look at you and say, you're crazy starting a museum. They're not an easy thing to do. And I've read many books on many different museums and their struggles going through it. And it takes a lot. It really does take a lot. And so I hope people will say, hey, I think this is something for our community. I think we can learn from it. You know, because, you know, not only do I want to have seminars, but I want to have things on health. Mm-hmm. Eating right, doing, you know, how to exercise, things for Qigong and Tai Chi for seniors, you know, all that stuff I want to have there. You know, I want the seniors coming all the time. So that way there's a place to go to. Mm-hmm. So I think if people will say, hey, I think this is worth contributing. I think what you're doing is good for the community. I think it has potential. I mean, there's billions of people that do martial arts throughout the entire world, and there's no home for them. This is the only home. This is it for the whole world. And I said, I like what you're doing. I like the direction it's going. Let me help you a little further. So people can donate, make a donation. People can become a member, you know. You know, you never know, like Billy Blanks. Remember, do you know who Billy Blanks is? Okay, no. Billy Blanks invented this thing called Taibo. Taibo was an exercise to, you do a little martial arts in it. And he was just a guy doing it at his school. And then one day an investor said, hey, I like what you're doing. I'm going to put you on TV and you're going to have infomercial on Taibo. And then boom, just like that, he became a multi-millionaire. Taibo was everywhere. And because this one guy said, I'm going to help you. Just this one guy. So I say this. Me, I'm just the guy who took the pebble and threw it in the pond. That's who I am. I'm nobody. You know, I just threw the pebble in the pond and then the ripples started to go. That's me. I'm just the pebble. But other people can come on and say, I think this is worthwhile. I love what you're doing. You know, I think we can invest in it and people can help out. So I encourage anybody who has done martial arts, anybody who loves museums, everybody who thinks that we play a role in the community can make a large donation and help us out. We are a well-oiled machine, the museum, and we can do great things with very little funds. Mm-hmm. So, and I mean little funds in a couple million. You know, the other museums make $60 million a year. Yeah. We don't even make that much. But imagine what we could do with a couple million dollars. Mm-hmm. Imagine what we could do. The possibilities are endless. Look what Disney did with hardly any funds, and you'd be created a Disneyland. And we could do the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that. So you mentioned, you know, people donate, becoming members. Mm-hmm. Where can they do that? And then in general, just learn more about the museum.
Our website is MAMuseum.com or martialartsmuseum.com or martialartshistorymuseum.com. We got a lot of them. We got them when the .com era started. Okay. So we've been having them for 25 years. Uh-huh. So they can go to our website, mm-hmm. or visit the museum at 201 North Brand Boulevard, B100 in the city of Glendale. And they can visit us or just make a donation online. But I encourage people to see the place, you know, mm-hmm. they'll like what they see. You know, people think, oh, Martial Arts Museum is just have this and the wall and this. And they come in here and they're very delighted at what they see. And they see the potential and the professionalism that we have at the museum. I'm very, very, very proud of that. And you know, I think we can do great things. You know, I imagine, here's just a little thought. I hope I'm not taking too much of your time. No, but here's a little thought. We are now having the Armenian Museum coming up, and then we have the Neon Museum, Museum of Neon Art, and now our museum. I would love to have a museum row, just like they have in Wilshire. We'll have a museum row here in Glendale. Mm-hmm. Throw another museum here and there. you know, bring the Relics Museum or whatever here. I think that'd be really cool to have that here in Glendale, that people go, ooh, we're going to go to the museum.
Yeah.
You know, which museum? Buy one ticket and they can go to all four of them or five of them, whatever.
that's
one of my big dreams, to make this a museum row in Glendale. Wouldn't that be so cool? I mean, we have the Americana. Let's add a little bit more with the museum row.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. That's great. I love your aspirations. I love your vision. And just everything you talked about today, I just really appreciate you having here and sharing, you know, your journey and the information about the museum. And like you said, you want people to go. I also encourage people to go. It's a really great space. And I learned a lot about martial arts. And, you know, it's just a great place. So, yeah, thank you for, you know, talking to me about this today. And thank you for being here. And, thank you for sharing.
You know, I just want to add to say to never give up on your dreams. Never give up on your dreams. Never let them say you can't do it. Push and push and push. Maybe you won't fully succeed, but keep pushing. Never give up on your dreams. So thank you so much for letting me be here.
Thank you.